You're now tuned in to The Investor Show, where we teach simple wealth creation for the common investors with investment advisor, award-winning author, international speaker, and founder of Royal Financial Investment Group, Prince Dykes.
Yes, guys. Thank you guys for tuning in here to The Investor Show. You know, I'm a little late on the podcast this week. I was at the iconic Berkshire Hathaway Warren Buffett's annual meeting. And while I was there in town in Omaha, I had the privilege and honor to stop by 95.7 FM, the boss, William King's show. He stopped by, he gave me an interview, and that's what we're going to do today. We're going to play that interview, some of the things I talked about. They wanted to get to know me, so I want to share that here on my podcast. So y'all sit back, grab the popcorn, and take a listen.
And of course, we're on 95.7 The Boss, and like I said, we have a very special guest in the house. He's was in town for the Berkshire Hathaway experience. And so he's also a journalist. And so you know how people that do like things, you know, sometimes they run across each other path. And so he interviews people around the country as he travels. So we're going to highlight what he does. And then also he's an author God working in our mysterious ways, because what he's teaching is something that we're going to be embarking on introducing to the community later in the next few months. And so I'm going to let him introduce themselves. And like I said, these stars, they got their own adjectives, nouns, verbs, prepositional phrases, and predicates. We'll let him introduce himself, and then we'll get right into the dialogue. So, hey, how you doing today, bro?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm enjoying myself out here in Omaha. I think I ate too many steaks and everything. So I'm definitely loving it. And I want to say thank you and I appreciate you for having me on.
No problem. And actually, we got Judith Rose. Judith was at Berkshire yesterday. So she was the young lady that we all met together.
Oh, the golf lady.
Yes, yeah.
The golf lady, PGA. Yeah. Okay, all right.
Yeah, yeah. She's chiming in. What's up, Judy? What's up, Mark? Market, appreciate you guys supporting. Now, what bring you to tell people who you are? Kind of give us a background of yourself, because I mean, you've done a lot of things that I didn't know that you've done until you actually came here today.
Oh, well, while I'm here in Omaha, it's like what you said. You know, I'm here for Berkshire Hathaway 2018 meeting. This is my second time in Omaha, Nebraska. And, you know, what brought me here is Warren Buffett. You know, Warren Buffett is somebody I discovered about a decade ago. And I started reading about, and somebody I was very interested in. So I started doing some research on him. And someone told me to see if there's any kind of ways I could reach out to be a part of Berkshire. Excuse me. And I did. And I reached out to them, and you know, I asked them, could I come up and cover the events? I sent them some copies of my book. One thing led to another. They actually responded to me, the first and only company to ever respond to me. And well, in that context, and you know, and they brought me up to allow me to cover the event last year, and I put together a 2017 Berkshire Hathaway meeting documentary. And I'm doing the same thing this year.
Okay. Cool. Mm-hmm. So are we going to be part of the documentary?
You're going to be part of the documentary. You're going to be in there.
Okay, probably because you're in there.
Yeah, definitely. I'm glad to have you a part of it. You know, I highlight everything that I go through, okay. All the people that I interview. And this year, I did it in a bigger way. Mm-hmm. And the reason how I was able to do it in a bigger way is that, you know, I had never been in the real Omaha.
Okay.
You know, all before I would just come in, I would get my hotel, and I would just run out to, you know, Berkshire, go through the itinerary, what they have. But this time around, I wanted to get into the community, and I'm glad I was able to do that.
Good. I'm glad you did also. I'm glad I had a chance to meet you, especially, like I said, there's over 40-some thousand people there. And to, you know, actually to meet a brother in the middle of a haystack, per se, is meant to be. It's meant to be. Mm-hmm. And so, once you look at people and say, you're here for Berkshire, mm-hmm. but you got connected through just sending an email because you wanted some more knowledge.
Yeah, I wanted some more knowledge. And my thing is that, you know, for people who don't know, I'm the host of The Investor Show. The Investor Show, we're on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter. and things like that. And it's a financial literacy show. Okay. And I booked that financial literacy show 5 years ago. Started in my bedroom, somewhere small, just a Facebook page. Turned to YouTube, turned to Instagram. Then it ended up to, like, you know, radio and television and things like that. So every year it's grown. It's kind of taking legs, you know, books and stuff like that. So I want to appreciate all the fans out there that watch me and that supported me out the years, throughout the years, out here across the globe. You know, we got tremendous response all the way from Hong Kong to London to Berkshire Hathaway.
Right out. So you're an author also.
Yeah, something like that. You know, I kind of stumble around and put things together. And one of the things I put together was my my first book came out in 2015.
Okay.
Well, not 2015 was my first book titled Wesley Learns to Invest. And my second book was titled Wesley Learns About Credit. So I wrote children's books teaching kids about investing and about credit. And I think the first book won about 3 awards.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my first book, yeah. And my first book won 3 awards, and my second book won 1 award, came out last year, you know. So I'm very proud about that, you know. Independent author, independent man all the way. So I'm very proud of that and the way it came out and helped me.
So good. Now, so I mean, you say you got a son. Did your son inspire you to write the book? Was he part of it? Is he getting royalties?
His royalties, he has a place to stay. You know, he's getting food and things like that. But yeah, he definitely inspired me. You know, one of my biggest inspirations is my wife and my son. They were, when I grew up, my parents were educated. But, you know, they wasn't big on to, like, investing in the market and things like that. So as I learned the power of it, I wanted to learn more about it.
Right.
And as I learned more about it, my dad, he said, man, I wish I would have known more about it. And I just went ahead and said, hey, you know what? I want to teach my son. This is something I want to teach my son to kind of, I won't say break the cycle, but so to pass on what he's better than me. My goal is not to make him the next Warren Buffett or anything like that, but my goal is to make him a little bit better than how I had it.
Right.
So, and that's the way I look to do it. And, yeah, he definitely inspired me. His name is Wesley. He has my middle name, which is my middle name is Wesley. So I gave him my middle name. And everything in that book is inspired by my wife and my son, me teaching him, me learning, and my life lessons, you know, a life lesson that I learned from my older brother. You know, he has some financial issues, and that was a great inspiration for my second book.
Okay. All right. Great. Mm-hmm. Now, where can people pick these books up?
Oh, these books are everywhere. You know, this is hardcovers that you have here, but they're paperback, they're ebook, they're audio. So it's wherever, you know, Amazon, iTunes. I probably found places I'm like, wow, how did my book get here? But yeah, it's on Amazon, it's on iTunes, it's on BarnesandNoble.com, you know, WesleyLearnsToInvest.com, Lulu.com. Any and everywhere, you can download an audio book right now. You can download an ebook right now. All those things you can do to support the project.
Great. So anywhere, and you teach a financial literacy to children, which is significant because in order to gain wealth, it has to be taught. And new methodologies of wealth. And what do you specifically talk about in your books?
In my book, my first book, it was the notion of how easy investing is and ways to get started. And it was ways that, simple ways that a person can get started with investing. For a prime example, someone can get to teach my son to say, hey, listen, in the storyline, he wants a PlayStation or whatever, gaming console. And they say, hey, well, you know what? If you can invest into those companies.
Right.
You know, because right now they say the PlayStation probably costs. How much a PlayStation costs right now?
$200-$300.
$200-$300, right? But if you look up the company, the stock in the company is probably $20, $30, $40, $50.
Right.
And it's just that notion, because most people, the first thing people say, man, I don't have the money. I can't invest because I don't have the money. Mm-hmm. And the thing is like, well, you do have the money because a lot of times the materialistic stuff costs more than it does to invest.
Right.
So I was putting that notion, I was just letting him know, hey, when you invest, there's no guarantee you're going to get it right. But the thing is, that PlayStation, how much you think that PlayStation that you paid $400 for today is going to be worth 3 years from now? Take my iPhone. I got the iPhone 10, right? Mm-hmm. iPhone 10 brand new costs $700. 3 years from now, it'll probably be the iPhone 13 out.
Right.
My iPhone, I probably can't sell it for about $100 now.
Right.
That means I just lost. It's depreciating. It's losing value over time. It's no way that my iPhone is probably going to go up unless it turns into some type of antique.
Right.
But I don't even have the possibility of winning when I buy goods. Mm-hmm. But if I invest, I have a dog in the fight. You know, if I buy Apple stock versus the Apple watch, the watch is losing value every single day.
Right. But the stock is gaining value.
The stock is gaining value. It has the potential to have an upside.
Right.
So, and it's appreciation and depreciation. Appreciation and depreciation. Mm-hmm. Something that is depreciated. This is, if you keep, if every time you buy something, every time you get paid, you're something is depreciating and depreciating and depreciating. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the notion of the rich get richer, the poor gets poor.
Right.
Because you think Mr. Buffett is like, oh man, I just got paid. Let me go out here and buy a brand new, you know, shirt or whatnot.
Right.
And no, they're investing their money.
Right.
So when you're looking at it, it's like, hey, when you invest, you have a chance to win.
Right.
When you're not investing, you don't even have a dog in the fight.
Right. So you don't even have zero chance because you're not even participating.
You're not even participating. You don't have a dog in the fight. So that notion is to teach you like, hey, by doing this, you at least have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how you and our life would have been different if our parents would have been having this conversation.
Right. Right.
And said, hey, you know what? I remember growing up, we had an Apple computer when I was a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
And back when Apple was nothing.
Right.
But imagine if we'd have purchased Apple shares.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's the notion, just to teach them, like, hey, you know, we have to, there's nothing wrong with having goods and services and stuff like that. You know, if you want to have a game, I'm saying, okay, that's cool. But if you're going to buy somebody something, put something back for them. Invest something. And you invest in the things that you know.
Right.
And one of the things that I definitely took away from Mr. Buffett, when he spoke about index investing. You don't have to be a genius to invest into the index.
Okay.
The index has a historical return for the last 100-some years of 10%.
Okay.
Right? Your checking account makes, how much do you think your checking account makes?
It was back in the day 5%. I don't know where it is now.
That was way, you might want to check. You're not getting 1%. You're not even getting 0.5% on a checking account. You're not even getting 0.25% of a checking account.
Mm.
Right? So checking and savings account, they're very low. And but when you look at inflation, inflation is the price of goods and services. You know how every day the rent's going up every year,
mm-hmm.
gas prices, food, everything going, but the wages are not going up.
Right.
The price of goods, everything is, so that moves at about 2-3% every year. So if you're not making 2-3% every year, you're losing.
Right.
You're not even breaking even with the way the world is working. And one of the simplest ways, instead of like, oh, I got to be a stock picking genius, you can get the index like Mr. Buffett said this weekend. Top 500 companies in America, S&P 500. Easily accessible. You can get on your phone. You can open up an account for your child.
Right.
And you can slowly buy them, which is called dollar cost averaging. Every month, I'm going to get you $50. I'm going to put it in here, and I'm going to reinvest the dividends for 18 years.
Right.
Or 20 years, 25 years. And they have something.
Mm-hmm.
How many people do 18 years, grow up, you graduate, your parents have nothing to give you.
Right.
You know, so that's my notion. And that's what this whole Wesley Learns book series is about.
Okay.
Teaching, hey, well, these are lessons that I was, when somebody had told me to invest, there's something you need to know.
Right.
You need to know about credit. You need to know about insurance. These are topics you need to know. And that's what this brand is about.
Now, we get a fear that we need a lot of money to invest. What kind of money do we need to invest?
And that's what I thought too. You know, I when I took economics, I'm like, man, it's rich people. Nobody around here buying stocks. That's for like people who get stock options, whatever the case may be. But I just perfectly illustrated a Microsoft computer probably cost you $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, $600,000. Microsoft shares are like $90, right?
Right.
That's something. Imagine if mom saved $50 a month. $50 a month is what? $10 a week?
Uh-huh.
Mom and dad save $50 a month each. $10 a week or whatever for a child. That's $100 a month. You do that for a whole year, that's $1,200 a year.
Right.
By the time that child is 10, he has $12,000.
Right.
Now, we didn't talk about no interest rate. We didn't talk about no crazy investment. That's just the simple principle of $10 a week.
Right.
Now, if you put that into like an index and had a dividends reinvested and you had stocks and stuff like that, if you had the dividends reinvested and your interest is compounding every year.
Right.
Now you're talking about by the time they're the age of 12, they're looking at $15,000 to $20,000+.
Right.
Right. So when people say, man, I ain't got that type of money, but you, because you're looking at the big picture.
Right.
You're not, you don't, how do you get to the top of a, how do you get top of a mountain?
One step at a time.
$10 a week.
Right.
All right. $10. You know what? Here's $10. I get paid, son, I don't care what's going on. I'm going to give you $20.
Right.
Because somebody can literally steal $20 a month or a week out of your bank account. You probably won't even notice it. Mm-hmm. So here you go, 20, and forget about it, 20. And what you do is every single month you buy them something. Every single month you buy them something. Every single month you buy them something. And even if you lost, it's better than nothing.
Right.
You invest in the things you know. Every day you come in here and log on to a Microsoft product. You get all the iPhones. How are you more confident? It would be the same thing. Somebody, if I walk that side and stood outside of Walmart and say, hey man, you want a $500 gift card to Walmart or $500 worth of Walmart stocks? What are most people going to pick?
They want their gift card because they want their instant gratification.
Instant gratification. That's what I addressed into this book, right? It's the instant, and I suffer from it because the thing about it, because I can see it and I can feel it. Mm-hmm. If I go out here and buy, I can't see my stock moving and I'm not a billionaire overnight and whatever the case can be. And the thing is, you have to be literate because people look at Mr. Buffett and they want to get there. They're trying to figure out how to get there in a fraction of the time, this year, next year, whatever. I had that same mindset because when investing, they only show you the winners. They don't show you the losers.
Right.
So you think like, well, how can I do it in a fraction of the time? I'm not knowing one step at a time, one step at a time. Son, I just want you to have a little bit better than me.
Right.
And that's it. Well, how can I make you have a better situation than I had? And then I want my son to do that to his grandchildren, to my grandchildren, make it a little bit better than he had it.
Right.
And that's the way to create generational wealth.
Right. Without a doubt.
Everything boiled down to money.
How can people get in contact with your content? Where can they find you at on the web, or where do they need to go to see some of your the investor show?
Oh, the investor show. We are on YouTube. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on iTunes. We're on Google Play. We just got picked up by iHeartRadio. So we are all over the place. You know, you just can Google us, Prince Dykes, my name, and you'll see a goofy guy that looks like me. Or you can go to Google and type in the investor show, and we're everywhere. You know, we're on your phones. We're on YouTube. We're audio. Got some cartoon that's out there. We get around.
Okay. You got a number or anything like that? Are you like Mike Jones that give out the number?
No. The 281-339. I don't need a phone number. If you want to get in contact with me, shoot me an email over at Prince, P-R-I-N-C-E, which is my first name, at childrensfinancialliteracy.org. Shoot me an email, or you can just DM me on my personal Facebook page, Prince Dykes. You just DM me there. And or you can, if you got a question, hit me an email at askprince.com. So those are ways to get in contact with me. Right now, I don't have a phone to give out.
Okay, no problem. Well, bro, anything that we didn't discuss before we get out of here that you want to make sure we get across to the audience?
Yes, I want to say, you know, thank you for having me on. It's my first time doing radio out here in Omaha, Nebraska. And, you know, I'm going to be here every year for Berkshire Hathaway 2019, you know, unless just something happens, I can't make it or something like that. But I definitely plan on being here every year, soaking up knowledge, soaking up, because my greatest fear is what I don't know.
Right.
And what gets people in trouble is what they don't know. So I always... I like to get around mentors. I like to soak up education and knowledge. So I'll be here for 2018, 2019. I'll be back. And, you know, I look forward to being on your show in the future and, you know, doing great things together.
Without a doubt. Omaha, Nebraska, you make sure you guys go search Prince Dykes. And that's D-Y-K-E-S. Okay, you know, my name is King.
We got to go on the real air with the boss.
Okay, so but make sure you guys go check out Prince Dyke's books, Wesley Learns to Invest. And what's your second book?
Wesley Learns About Credit.
Mm-hmm. These are the foundation of financial independence.
Mm-hmm.
And so it has to be taught in order for it to be manifested. And so we appreciate this, brother. He is necessary. This is the first book I've ever ran into where we're teaching financial literacy to the next generation.
The world's first.
And so make sure you guys go out. The book is everywhere. Wesley Learns. That is the series where you can pick up these children books. Of course, the illustrations look like us. They got a little tan.
I got a little brown on.
And so make sure you guys go out and get these books. Also, learn something new. Stocks, bonds, he called it the index. Learn about other financial opportunities, financial tools, where, like I said, so we can compound our interest versus buying things that depreciate. And so I've learned a lot. Hopefully you have also. You know what? In the meantime, you know what you're supposed to do. Boss with us.
So quick, I found